Neville Collard, the Noongar Bridia, Noongar Elder. I'm here just to have a yarn to you about the Yanji Kerbiddy, part of the Whadjuk Trails. And we want to talk about the Jerigi, the Sand Plain Zamia, a plant that's old as the dinosaurs, known as one of the oldest plants on earth. The Jerigi was given a name because Jerigi, in Noongar words, terms, means you got tummy ache, you got the runs. And what happened was, when the flower came up with the big orange pods and the seeds, Noongars got them, and they would take them down to the river or to a water hole. They would crush them, and then they'd put them in the water to leach in a grass basket for up to 7 days. And then after it was leached, they believed that they were removing all the toxins out of this seed. But what in particular happened was, they'd become immune to the toxins. So then they'd pull out the seed out of the water, they'd crush it up and grind it up and make damper out of it. And in fact, what happened was when Vlaming came to Australia in 1697, he came over the sand plain onto the river, and his staff hadn't returned. So 7 days later, he came looking for him and found him up at Kininangup on the sand plain, on the spit there, at where the Royal Perth Yacht Club now stands. And he found all his sailors there. They saw the Noongars eating the Jerigi, and they become ill. The Jerigi plant also produces fine cotton wool that the women use for their personal hygiene. And the leaves are very strong and hardy type leaf. Noongars use them to build bough sheds because they were strong, they lasted a long time. And I've seen these type little Maya Mayas built going right through up into the Kimberleys where the Zamias grow.